This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
Kia ora, Kevin Honey is my name. I'm the chair of the Trust for the Lesbian and Gay Archives of New Zealand, and today we have a community event called Show and Tell, and it's about celebrating community, I guess, and raising discussion about what is history and so forth.
And when did the idea come from?
The idea has come from actually over the last couple of years. Legends has been looking at establishing a Queer History Month, and so having events during that month of September or October to look at issues that we might be able to raise with our community about celebration of history. I guess it's a celebration of history. Understanding who we are, what are the things that actually bring us together, and I guess the common factor, however we choose to identify ourselves, is that we are people or communities who have been either marginalised because of our differences around sexuality and around gender, or else we've been generalised. So that our differences aren't apparent in our society today. So I think it's a great thing for us to explore that notion of why it is that we do have a community, and then to understand what we do with those differences. It is certainly about celebrating it, but it's also about discussing those differences and that distinction that marks us and we mark ourselves as a community. So this event is about highlighting to our community groups out there, you know, what part they actually play in that, whether we are conscious of that or not, as a community, as community groups, but not only community groups, I think also individuals out there that do the same thing. So in my mind, that's the real underpinning message, I think, from a Legends point of view, from the Lesbian and Gay Archives New Zealand point of view, it's an opportunity for us to outreach and to involve ourselves in the community, and hopefully to provide some relevance to our community, but also to get them to think about, well, why are we here, and how else can this group look after the interests, and what are those interests and things like that. So I think it's a really interesting space and time for us to be in. So as we celebrate the differences that we have within the wider society, as we celebrate the differences within our own society that keep our distinctiveness, I think, alive. I was also talking to someone the other day about, I think, how it's useful for us to think about how all the things that are being archived around Wellington, whether it's in the Lesbian and Gay Archives, whether it's in Te Papa, whether it's in Archives New Zealand, whether it's in other institutions, how do we know what's out there, and how can, is this something that Legends should be considering in terms of some lens being applied to highlight the resources or whatever it is that's out there for our community, to make it easier to access. The other thing I wanted to say also is that in terms of our younger audience, our youth audiences, what do they see as the issues for them? What do they want to keep for posterity or they think should be recorded, and how should that be recorded? And then finally, how accessible is all that to everybody, whether you're younger or older, whether you're an academic researcher or just somebody interested in finding out about their history, how accessible is that information? And I think it'd be great to get some feedback during the day or in response to this event about those sort of issues. It's quite a broad issue, but I think it's something that at least this event gives us the opportunity to think about.
There are quite a number of groups setting up in the ground floor of the National Library, showing the diversity of the communities. Can you describe some of the things we're seeing?
So we can see the Overwatch, the Defence Force community group of queer, I'll call it queer, people. I can see a whole lot of sports groups are setting up, Rainbow Wellington Front Runners. I can see movie Outtakes 2015, so the community that celebrates movies and stuff like that. I can see also a number of groups from the, representing the lesbian side, so to speak, so the Armstrong and Arthur Charitable Trust. I can also see advocacy groups such as Rainbow Wellington, youth groups here. I can see Māori takatāpū groups setting up here. There's a whole range. It's amazing, the diversity and the response that we've had to this event. Kia ora tātou. Just to start off the event today, we're just going to have a karakia sung in the form of a waiata, and then following that I'll say a few words of welcome. Kia ora tātou.
Whakatakatero, ki
rush over to say welcome to everyone today to Queer History in the Making, a show and tell community event. The thing that I think brings us together as a community are those things that we either feel marginalised about, so in terms of our sexual or gender or our identity, our cultural identity, or things that we are generalised about in terms of being made to be normal. And of course, those are the things that distinguish us because we're looking at those distinctions all the time. Today's event is about celebrating the history that we have as a community, to celebrate the diversity within our community, to celebrate outside our community who we are. And on behalf of the Lesbian and Gay Archives of New Zealand, we welcome you to this event. Thank you very much to all those community organisations that have come along today. Close to 30 organisations have responded to this call. Once again, we welcome you. So it's an opportunity to share what we're doing. It's an opportunity to share what we think, and it's an opportunity to celebrate. And on that note, I just want to acknowledge the National Library, the National Library Public Services Program, for hosting us today. I'd like to acknowledge the Alexandra Turnbull Library, with whom the Lesbian and Gay Archives Collection, or Lagans Collections, are held by. I'd also like to acknowledge all the volunteers that have assisted us today, in particular, our colleagues from Mercer, who have organised some volunteers to assist. On that note, I think we've got a really busy program, but I do hope you take the opportunity to enjoy the occasion, have a think about the occasion, stimulate some discussion in terms of where to, what if, all those things that are really great things for us to be thinking about. Nō reira, kia koutou katoa, ko tai mai I tēnei rā I runga I te kaupapa e karangahia nei e Lagans, nau mai, haere mai, whakatau mai. Kia ora tātou.
Oh,
We're going to hand you over to our Master of Ceremonies, or Mistress of Ceremonies, or MC, Jack Lynch. Kia ora tātou.
Kia ora. Thank you, Kevin. We've got quite a busy program today, and I hope that all of you think about actually staying for the whole day, because there's a lot going on, a lot of desks of different groups here. 30 groups are here. A few more tried to squeeze in, but I think they might have to wait till next year. It is that, get in quick, sort of one of those events. And it is a very special event for us. It is, in fact, queer history in the making that we've been able to come together in the National Library like this. My experience of us all getting together like this is more out in the park, and perhaps we're not so focused on our history as in having a lot of fun, which we will have today as well. If you've got the program, been able to access the program, there's a series of 8 minutes, let me stress, 8 minute presentations, could be less, but not more, presentations from the different groups during the day. And there's sort of a morning session, then afternoon session. But parallel to those presentations, Linda Evans and Roger Swanson from Ligands will be presenting the curated collections in the program room, which is sort of just behind us over here. The room itself will be locked when they're not doing those presentations. So if you can make it to one of them, it's a similar presentation in the morning and then one in the afternoon. The first one that they're doing starts at 11:20, and it's about half an hour. The second one is about 1:40. So you've got two chances to have a look at the presentations and to listen to Linda and Roger and have a chat with them about it as well. Really important archives for our communities to start collecting and centralising and protecting as well for the future. And I understand that if people have brought along things this morning that they want to donate to Ligands, that they can have a chat to Linda and to Roger. Linda and Roger, can you put up your hands and do, as if we didn't know who they were, but you know, just like making people put their hands up. I'd like to my section of it as MC around thanking Ligands for bringing us together like this. This is no small undertaking. Many people involved in it, and if you need to ask anyone during the day about what's happening on the program, please look out for someone who is wearing the Ligands badge with their name tag on it. I'm going to stop talking now because we need to keep to time, and I've already gone a minute over. We'll just set up, and then we'll be hearing from Karen Harris and Adrian Gerling, or Kadrian to many of us, who are the chairs of Out in the Park, and they'll be doing their presentation. So we'll just set up, bear with us, don't go away, or come back soon.